Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Peter Biello. On this podcast, you'll hear the latest reports from GPB's news team. Got a story you think we should cover? Send feedback and story tips to georgiatoday@gpb.org. On today's episode, President Donald Trump signs the Laken Riley Act into law. State health officials confirm Georgia's first case of measles for this year. And the Atlanta Dream signs WNBA superstar Brittany Griner.
I need to introduce my new teammates because I will be joining the Atlanta Dream, yo!
These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. President Donald Trump signed into law today the Laken Riley Act, his new administration's first piece of legislation. The law is named for a Georgia nursing student who was killed last year by a Venezuelan national in the U.S. illegally. It mandates the detention and deportation of people in the U.S. without proper documentation who are accused of theft and other crimes before they actually have been convicted. And
for the first time ever, this act gives state governments the ability to sue the federal government for immediate injunctive relief if any future administration ever again refuses to enforce the immigration laws of the United States, like happened for 4 long years.
Some legal experts believe those provisions violate constitutional rights, and court challenges are expected. Laken Riley's family and Georgia officials, including Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones and Congressman Mike Collins, attended the signing ceremony. The Trump administration's efforts to make good on its promise to deport undocumented immigrants who have committed crimes is worrying immigrants and activists. Immigration and Customs Enforcement conducted raids in the Atlanta and Savannah areas over the weekend. Amilcar Valencia is the executive director of the Georgia-based El Refugio Ministry, which supports people impacted by immigration detention. He says if ICE agents attempt to find one person, perhaps by tracking their ankle monitors, they may detain and attempt to deport others.
They can show up to any location and also can arrest individuals that they deem to be immigrants or undocumented.
Valencia is advising communities at risk of encounters with ICE to rely on trustworthy information. A jury heard testimony today in the criminal misconduct trial of former Glynn County District Attorney Jackie Johnson, who is accused of meddling in the police investigation of the murder of Ahmaud Arbery nearly 5 years ago. The jury watched video today of a police investigator telling Travis McMichael that he would not be arrested for having shot and killed Arbery just 2 hours prior. No one was arrested in Arbery's killing until months later, when graphic cell phone video of the shooting leaked online and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation took over the case from local police. The shooter's father, Greg McMichael, had worked for Johnson as an investigator and left a voicemail on her cell phone asking for help an hour after the killing. Johnson insists she did nothing wrong and immediately recused her office from handling the shooting. A Metro Atlanta mayor is facing allegations that he misused city funds on flights and personal expenses. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports the South Fulton City Council voted unanimously to approve a forensic audit of the mayor's spending.
Residents began to question South Fulton Mayor Khalid Kamau's spending after he posted photos of an international trip on social media. The city has hired an independent auditing team to investigate Kamau's spending dating back to October 2023 over the next 60 days. South Fulton Councilwoman Carmelitha Gums says the city has already created new spending safeguards.
If your receipts have been reconciled within, 72 hours or within 3 days, you'll receive a warning and alert. If not, they still haven't been done, your car will be disabled.
During the council meeting Tuesday, the mayor stated that he views this process as, quote, political posturing, and it is distressing and disturbing. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
State health officials have confirmed Georgia's first measles case of 2025. The State Department of Public Health said yesterday it affected an unvaccinated resident in Metro Atlanta. Emory University epidemiologist Robert Bednarczak says he worries lingering vaccine hesitancy from the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the prevention of other diseases.
This is why it's very concerning when we're seeing some of these smaller outbreaks arising, is they may spill over into populations that may be slightly less vaccinated, and we can see larger increases in measles disease.
The U.S. declared measles eradicated in 2000, but last year reported nearly 300 cases, including 6 in Georgia. Last week's unusual winter storm is bringing some surprisingly good news to Georgia farmers as they look ahead to the next growing season. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
While the snowfall and freezing temperatures caused some damages to trees and blueberry bushes in Georgia, there is a silver lining. The cold spell likely killed many pests and diseases that lie dormant over the winter. So says state climatologist Pam Knox.
That's one good thing about it. When we have really warm winters, that doesn't always happen. And that means that farmers have to work harder to apply pesticides and herbicides in the next growing season.
By contrast, the cold winter we've weathered so far in Georgia is likely to mean less pesticide and herbicide use come spring. Knox says the South as a whole will slowly warm up from here on out, but that winter outbreaks could still pop up as late as March. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
WNBA player Brittany Griner is ending her 11-year career with the Phoenix Mercury. But the Mercury's loss is Georgia's gain. The basketball legend shared on Instagram yesterday that she was excited to sign with the Atlanta Dream.
I actually messed up on my intro. I need to introduce my new teammates because I will be joining the Atlanta Dream. Yo!
The 6'9" Griner had spent her entire career with Phoenix after getting drafted number one in 2013. Griner missed the 2022 season when she was detained for nearly 10 months in Russia after authorities said a search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis. She was later released during a prisoner swap. We hope you had a chance to enjoy the warm, warmish weather today. I'm originally from New England, so I'm never fully convinced we are through with the coldest temperatures, so I am savoring this while it lasts. Maybe you are too. Whatever the weather happens to be tomorrow, we'll be dropping another episode of Georgia Today in the late afternoon. Don't miss it. Subscribe now, and you won't miss a thing. Thanks again for listening. I'm Peter Biello. We'll see you tomorrow.